This story out of Malaysia, you're a little concerned about it. I've been tracking you because they keep calling this a Bigfoot search, and you don't agree with that, do you?
No, I think it's something different than Bigfoot. I think that's why I've been pretty strict in some of the writings that I've been doing on this, to look at it in terms of the Orangay Dolom, which is a specific term that they use in that area of the world. These creatures here seem to be very different. They're leaving four-toe tracks, whereas Bigfoot leaves five-toe tracks, and they're much bigger. This one that you just mentioned, the reports from November when they saw three of these creatures, two of them were in the range of about 10 to 12 feet tall, and that's much, much bigger than the North American Bigfoot, which we know is more like 6.5 feet to 8 feet tall. So they're seeing something different. It's a little bit thinner. It's certainly exciting. It's a hairy hominid. It's unknown. There's reports back to the 1900s of these creatures in the Malaysian peninsula. So it's a very, very active area, and I'm glad that they are sending teams of local scientists after this and trying to find out more information.
It seems like nowadays, Lorne, that any creature that is unknown, people just simply call it Bigfoot now. Do you think that's what they're doing in Malaysia?
Oh, yeah. I think what happened before 1958, when Bigfoot became the name that everybody used, all of these creatures around the world were called a bondable snowman.
That's right.
And then in last century, I mean, not the last century, but the century before, during the 1800s, anything like this was called a wild man. So it's just, it's part of the media trap to try to come up with a quick over umbrella term.
What do you think these creatures might be?
Well, I definitely think that they're something that's a primate that's closer to human beings than apes. They certainly are bipedal. They're upright all the time. Something that big, really the only creature that we know lived and we have fossil evidence is Gigantopithecus. And Gigantopithecus fossils, which show us that this creature was 10, 12 feet tall, lived until about 100,000 years ago, was the fossils have been found in India, in Vietnam, and in China. So it's not a big stretch to think that down in Malaysia that some of these are still existing in the rainforest. It's quite exciting that they actually saw a family of them, because we know that's one of the big myths, of course, is that there's one Bigfoot, one abominable snowman, and they do come in families and they do have breeding populations of these.
So you do believe that these witnesses are seeing something?
Oh, yeah. They described it as brown-colored fur. Said that they could smell something that smelled like the human armpit. These are all very typical hairy hominid descriptions, and then that they said that it was 4 meters tall, which of course translates into 12 feet. And they're also talking about 45 centimeters long for the track, which would be about 18 inches. So they're definitely talking about what we've known from that area, especially from the 1970s on. We're getting more and more reports of those in Malaysia.
Can you imagine 12 feet tall?
It's just incredible. I mean, I have a model of a 500-pound, 8-foot Bigfoot on my porch for my museum here, and it's just enormous. So you add an additional 4 feet on top of that. These creatures they're going through the woods, and they're touching the treetops before they know it.
Maybe some National Football League team or basketball team will draft one of these creatures, because I got to tell you, if they could train them to play the sport, if they weren't too violent, they could make a fortune with these things, Lauren.
Yeah. What's wonderful about the Malaysian reports, and it is a real phenomenon, I mean, it got all over the media today, but it's really been happening since December 24th, is that all of the reports out of Malaysia are being taken very seriously. There's scientists out there. There are now two teams, not just the one that was mentioned earlier today. There's two teams. The Malaysian Nature Society is going after this, as well as the government officials and the national parks people. So they're taking it very seriously, and it's not being dismissed or debunked at all.
How long do you believe that these sightings have occurred out in this region? Do you think it's been going on for hundreds of years? Why now are we getting all these stories about them?
Well, We definitely know from Malaysia that we have records back to the 1900s, and like I was mentioning, back in the 1970s, there were some expeditions that were actively there. I really think that as the human beings go deeper and deeper into the wilderness areas for, you know, for new land and for new cities and different things like that, that's why you're kind of stirring up some of this quote-unquote Bigfoot activity. And it really has everything to do with encroachment of humans into what used to be good rainforest and good wilderness areas.
Well, let's hope that if they do find one, capture one, that they do not kill it.
Right. I think, you know, capture and release is certainly the wave of the future for cryptozoology, and we're hearing more and more people really saying, you know, there's no reason to kill them.
Lauren, what's going on in the United States with the Bigfoot searches? Anything new?
Well, there is the Bigfoot photo contest with CAW2005.com, and we're trying to get people to send in photographs before the deadline. There's a prize of $5,000, and we're getting some activity just because of that photo contest, which could be exciting because then, you know, people complain about not having money to support their expeditions, and here's Hasbro trying to give away the money, the Wizards of the Coast. But we're hearing, I'm hearing at least, you know, in Washington State, there's a Bigfoot up on the coastal area that seems to be going through garbage. There's, you know, reports from other parts of the South where obviously the Florida skunk ape, this is a good time of year for anybody from the north to go south, but I think the skunk apes are certainly active there too.
Somebody sent me a fast blast email from New Mexico and wanted to know if there were ever any sightings in that state.
Well, it's funny, the state of New Mexico, Arizona, has what are called these skinwalkers, and that seems to be a dry, desert-adapted Bigfoot-type creature. I've got reports from the 60s where I would interview witnesses, and they would talk about these creatures that seemed to be they had less hair on their body than the traditional Bigfoot. They were thinner, and they would be running alongside cars that were going 60 miles an hour. So that certainly is something that seems to be happening over and over again in New Mexico and Arizona.